Okay, today is Daf Zayin. Happy Yom Yerushalayim. Today is Daf Zayin. We're on the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis, second line from the bottom. Today's share is sponsored by Akiva Ben Ahuva Silver, the Lish Matzalim and Menachem Ben Tovia. Okay, the Mishnah had said, Halokeach Peiros Michavero. You buy fruit, and you come back to the house, and look at this, you open up the fruit basket, and there's money in there. So the Mishnah said, you're allowed to keep that money. Why let it keep that money? So Amar Rish Lakish Rishim Rabbi Yanai, Lo Shanu Ela Bilokeach Min HaTagar. That's only true. You can only keep the money if you bought it from a middleman. Why? Because who the money belongs to. It could be the middleman. It could be the guy he bought the money, the fruit from. You have no idea. Avo Lokeach Yival Bayis. But if you bought it from one guy, Chayev L'Hagzi, you have to return it. It's his money. Who else's money could it be? But if you get it, you bought it from a middleman, it could be 8 different people along the chain. You don't have to track them all down. But if you bought it from one store and it's only from his stuff, it must be his money. The only time you can keep the money is if you bought it from a merchant, a middleman, a guy who's busy with everybody. Therefore, we have no idea who the money belongs to. It could be one of 100 people. Rashi says, he also bought it from a lot of people. We don't know who it belongs to. But if you bought it from a balabayas, they have to return it. What, the balabayas himself, dashan means to thresh. He worked in the field. This guy. He worked in the field, that therefore we could say the money in the basket of the tvua is his money. Doesn't he have workers? And the guy's a businessman. He went down into the field himself. Obviously not. So what do you mean it's his? Maybe it's one of his workers. Says the Gemara, so Amalei Asme, should I delete that brisa from my repertoire of brises? It obviously can't be the guy. So Amalei, no, low, don't do that. Don't be so hasty to delete it. Tatargin, Masnisen, we must explain to mean, Kigon to Doshan Ayade Avdo Vishivchasu Akananim. No, he was a guy, and we're talking about a guy who his workers were all Avadim Kananim. So even if it was their money, it's really his money. Right? They don't have any independent money. Right? It wasn't talking about a guy who has a bunch of hired workers from the union. Then it would be taka true. We don't know whose money it is. But since it's his Avadim, anyway, whatever they have belongs to him, it's all his money. If he's a Tagar, you can keep it. Why? We have no idea who it belongs to. Okay? Okay.
So wait a second. So in the case of an ordinary Balabayas, it may not be a Balabayas.
Who could it be? His workers?
Yeah.
Eina Chanami. Right. It could be his workers. Right. If the guy doesn't have any workers, or if they're all Avadim, then it's for the Balabayas. Right. If he has a big factory, could be 1,000 people in there. You're right. You're right. Okay, next Mishnah. Oh, you have a question? Next Mishnah discusses, it says in the Torah, in Parsha, I think it's Parsha's Kisete, that it says that if you find an object, you have to return it. Right? You know that. Then it says, V'chein ta'asa l'chamoro. I'm reading a pasuk. Same thing you should do for the guy's donkey. V'chein ta'asa l'simlaso. Same thing you do for a shirt. V'chein ta'asa l'chol aveda sachicha. Anything your brother loses. Asher tovad mimenu umatasa. Utucha l'zalim. Don't pretend you don't see it. That's the pasuk. Says the Mishnah, Afa simla haisa b'klal kol elu. The word simla is also included in a lost object. In other words, the question is, why does the Torah single out a shirt? Why? The Gemara will also question why the pasuk singles out a donkey. The Gemara will mention that. Why single out a shirt? Why? So he says the Mishnah. It's very funny. Very funny. And the Gemara is going to... Very funny. Very funny. Like it's the middle of a conversation. Very funny. And the Gemara is going to pick up on it immediately. Rav is going to say, what's going on here? But so, Af ha-simla ha-yishe b'klal. Like all of a sudden, out of left field. All of a sudden, out of left field. And also, simla was also in there. Kol elu. It's also a simla, a shirt, is any item in the world. Right? The pasuk said, any item you should return. Simla is also any item. V'lama yatzas. Why was it singled out? L'hakish aleha to teach you special dinim about Hashem v'saveda. L'lama lach to tell you. Ma simla miyachedes sheish ba simanim. A simla has simanim. Everybody knows a shirt, a stitching, is a logo, right? V'yesh batovim, and it has people that can claim the shirt. In other words, it has owners. Af kol davar sheyesh bo simanim, v'yesh batovim, chayim lahachris. So too, any item that has simanim, or that has tovim, people that claim it, you have to announce it, give them a chance to get it back. Okay? Any kind, as long as it has simanim, people can say, hey, that's my shirt. How do you know it's yours? Well, I had the stitching. In those days, I think it was stitching was like more, it wasn't a factory where they made the same thing, 10,000, 50,000 things, pieces. It was individualized. So the guy could say it's mine. If you can't, he can't. We're gonna say, that's no simanim. We're gonna say that the simanim is irrelevant, and you have to have edim. That's what we're gonna say. Because the Gemara is gonna ask, is simanim d'oraisa or d'rabanan? The idea of a siman is d'oraisa d'rabanan. The Gemara is gonna ask, what do you mean it's not d'oraisa? Didn't we just have a Mishnah that said that if a simla has simanim? Yeshba simanim? So the Gemara is gonna answer that was thrown in as an extra, no, it's not true. You have to have edim. Okay. Now, my b'chol kol elu. What are you jumping? How does this mission begin? What do you mean b'chol kol? Was it in this klal? What does that mean? What klal? What are we talking about? Where did this come out of left field? Amar Rava. Rava said b'chol kol avedas achicha. Yes, it was in the pasuk of kol avedas achicha. Any lost object of your brother, any object is a lost object of your brother. Why is Sim was singled out? The Mishnah said to teach you these halachas. Amar Rava. Now I have another question. Says Rava. So the question is, why is chamor and samla are in that pasuk? And then in the very two pasukim before that, right, it says lo sira es shor achicha. Don't look at the ox of your brother, os seyo, or his sheep, nidachim, wandering around, v'salam to mehem, and you're going to pretend you don't see them. Hashir tashiv machicha, no, return them. So I just single out shor and seh. And why does it single out shirt and chamar? Says the Gemara, Tzrichi, it's all necessary. The Kasa Rachmana Simla, had it only said shirt, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, the Edim de Gufa, where Edim could say, that's Yossi's shirt. We know that's Yossi's shirt. Or, Vesimanim de Gufa, we have a simon on that shirt. Somebody ironed his name into his name tag into the collar. We know it's his shirt. Ema, Aval Chamor. How can people give aids on a donkey? That donkey belongs to Reuven. Every donkey looks the same. And they have simanim on a donkey. Well, so what are you going to tell me? The aidim de Ukuf? That there's aidim on the saddle? That saddle belongs, that's Reuven's saddle. He's got a very unique, right? Or simanim de Ukuf? There are simanim on the saddle? So return the saddle. Good. Ema lo madrin lay. I'm not going to return the donkey. How do I know it's Reuven's donkey? Because it's Reuven's saddle? Good, so return the saddle. Every donkey looks the same. That's Reuven's donkey. How does anyone know? Therefore, with the saddle, 100% return. Says the Torah, no, Kasa Rechmana Chamar. Return the donkey. Why? Dafilu Chamar b'simani ha'ukuf, because even the donkey with the simanim of the saddle is going to be good enough. The Gemara is going to say on our base, nobody put the saddle of one donkey on a different donkey. Nobody ever did that, because it hurt the donkey. What? But we don't assume that. We don't assume that. The saddle, yeah. Now, the Gemara is going to say on our base, nobody would ever put one saddle on a different donkey, because it wasn't a fit. They had to be fit. It gave them pain. Nobody would do that.
So you think if you identify the saddle, you can get back to
chamor? Yes, because we assume they're attached. And that's why the Torah singles out the word chamor, as opposed to a kelev. No rule like that by a dog, or by anything else, but by a donkey, yes. What about shor v'seh, the cause of rachman alamali? Why is shor v'seh singled out? Says the Gemara. A shor singled out, da'afilu l'gizas navo. Even you have to even return if you have, let's say, an ox, a fat tail, and they sheared off the tail, they cut a little bit of the material off the tail. Even that you have to return, not just the ox itself, even the cut parts of the tail. Yes, Tosfos, what's the chiddush in that? Of course you have to return that. It belongs to the ox, belongs to the owner. Why not returning it? What's the chiddush? Right? Tosfos says the Ritva says, even if it's worth less than a pruta. Still to return it. Well, normally you don't have to return things less than a pruta. But here you do. Why? Because the Ikar Aveda has a pruta loss. The shor is worth more than a pruta. So anything that's less than a shor pruta connected to the item worth more than a shor pruta must be returned as well. That's the Ritva. The Tosva says that not that you have to return. You have a chiyuv. You as the finder have a chiyuv to take care of the ox. Now, oxen at a certain time of the year, they have to be shorn. They have to have their tails. You got to do that. It's part of the mitzvah of a Shavuos Aveda. You're not allowed to walk by and say, I pretend you don't know it. You're not allowed to do that. You have a chiyuv to pick it up. You have a chiyuv to, and now that you have a chiyuv to pick it up, you have a chiyuv to take care of it. You got to share it. It's not a simple thing. We're going to learn that maybe the owner has to pay you back for all the work. No question about that. You got to share it. Even the tail. It goes part of the course of the way you treat oxen. No question about it. That's Tosus' answer. And the Rosh says a very similar thing. You have to maintain, similar idea. You have to maintain the ox in the value in the same way the owner would. Same increase. You know, oxen get more expensive and they keep the value current. You got to do the same thing. Therefore, you have to take care of the tail, and that goes back to the owner when the owner comes to retrieve it. Like I said, I think we're going to learn later that the owner has to reimburse you for all that work. And if not, you did a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Right. So that was the society. It's not shaykh today to find somebody shor or chamar. It's not shaykh today. We don't live in that society. But you could think of cases where you could find something of somebody's and you got to do a lot of work. You got to take care of it. That's a mitzvah. Some mitzvahs take more time and money than others. What can I tell you? Right? And that's what costs more than a pair of tzitzis. Right? Just that's the way it is. What do we have to? Oh, the seh and a sheep, legizo sov. Sheep is for the shearings of the whole body. Obviously, that's a no-brainer. If you have to shear the tail, for sure you have to shear the whole animal. So, v'lech t'rachmon ashar, tafil legizo sov. If you have to do the tail, v'kolshkein seh, legizo sov. For sure you got to do the whole animal. For all the reasons I said, the pruta reason doesn't apply. Obviously, the seh is worth more than a pruta. The shearings, but you got to take care of it. You have to maintain the value. It has to be as if you're the owner. Whatever the owner would do, you have to do. It's obvious. It's a no-brainer. Ella, Amar Rava, no. Chamar, you're right. It's a no-brainer. As a matter of fact, Rava said, Chamar. The word Chamar, according to Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you're not putter on kalim in a bar, right? Chamar debar Rabbi Yehuda. The word Chamar by the pasuk of bar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that kelim are not a patur, and seh the aveda l'divrei hakol, and the word seh according to everybody is kasha. Don't know why it's in there. We don't have an answer for that question. Why is it doing it in the Torah? It's obvious. If you have to shear a tail, you for sure have to shear the whole animal. Why is it there? We don't know. Rava already said. If Rava didn't know, we don't know either. Right? Rava was stumped. We're not figuring that out. Why is it there? Shem had his reasons. What? We would give some reason, right? I know we had this Gemara actually ready in Baba Kama. When we had the bar, we mentioned this. So to say one Tana couldn't figure it out, that's not such a. I'm not so bothered by that. But nobody could figure something out. Now says the Gemara, Ve'ema. We're going to end up saying we don't have an answer, but we're going to try now. Ve'ema leglalam hudasa. Maybe it comes to teach me that you have to return the dung of the animal. You hear this? You have to return the dung of the animal. Why would you have to do that? Maybe it has some value. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Glalam of kur mafkalu. That's hefker. You don't have to return that. I don't have to return that. Says the Gemara, v'dilma l'simanim hu da'asa. Maybe it's coming to teach me the din that you have to have simanim. And with simanim, you could return it. Di baylon simanim da'raisa. Or rabbanon. And we have a shayla, which we're going to get to the bottom of the page. Are simanim da'raisa or rather da'rabbanon? So kasa rachmona seh tafil b'simanim ha'adrinon. And so therefore the word seh tells me, no, why seh here? It says extra. It's to teach you the halacha that simanim are a good enough reason to return an item. And therefore, simanim are daraisa. But simanim daraisa. So Gemara says, no, Amri, meditani lehud tana l'simanim gabi simla. We already know that simanim are necessary because it says simla. Diktani, Masim l'mircheles yesh barseman v'yesh batovin, chayav l'hachmiz, af kodav yesh barseman v'yesh batovin, chayav l'hachmiz. Shema mina, the Seh of Lava Siman Hudasa. Seh is not coming to teach me Simanim. We are going to say on Amid Beis, like I said, we're going to say on Amid Beis that Simla does not teach Simanim either. We're going to say that on Amid Beis. And there is no Raya that Simanim are Daraisa. And when it says here the word Simanim, it means Edom. Edom doesn't mean Simanim. It just means Edom. We're on the two dots on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, like about 7-8 lines before the lines get wide.
What's happening about the dot?
And I don't know. I thought maybe it's fertilizer, so that has value. People buy that in the store.
How hard are you going to make this list with
it's very hard. By the way, we're going to have soon, that if you have a Shabbos Aveda, right, you're watching someone's item, not a tercha, somebody lost a watch, and you put on your mantle, you're waiting for someone to return it, and then an oni comes to the door and says, can I have some tzedakah? So, I'm osik for mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, I don't have to answer the door. So, there's a little bit of an upside to this mitzvah. We had that before, right. But you can't do two things at once?
You're right,
we're going to get to that. You can't answer the door because you're watching an item. You can't answer the door because you're wearing tzitzis. Right. So we're going to get to that. Now, also, very interesting Gemara, which you hardly ever see such a Gemara, which we're going to have right now. Tana Rabbana, goes to the Braisa. It says in the Torah, Asher Tovad, that you lost. Right. Return the lost item that the guy lost. Isn't that extra? That excludes an aveda that's not worth a pruta. If you find something worth a penny, you don't have to return that. Worth a half a penny, you don't have to return that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, umitzaasa. It says in the Torah, uma, and you found it. Well, you found it. It's lost and you found it. Of course you found it. Prat laaveda she'ein b'shava pruta. That teaches me that you don't have to return an aveda less than a pruta. My benayu, what's the difference between these two sources? Amar Rava, Amar Baya, no, there's no difference. Mashmu is Darshan Ikeb Benayu. Just where they learn it out from. One learns it out from one word, and one learns it out from another word. No difference. Very unusual. Very unusual. Right? How you derive it? No difference. Mar Nafkalei Asher Tovad. One learns it out of Asher Tovad. Mar Nafkalei Mivi Matasa. And one learns it out from over there. That's all. Where you learn it out. Bottom line, no difference. Says the Gemara, Ulaman de Nafkalei Asher Tovad. The one who learns it out of Asher Tovad, Hai Umatasa my Avidle. What does he do with the word Umatasa? Oh, we boyle likid Rabbanoi. He uses it for Rabbanoi's vort. To Amri Rabbanoi, Rabbanoi said Umatasa that it says, and you found it. To Asa liyade, even after you pick it up. And Rashi explains what that means is there's no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda for a guy. There's no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda for a guy. So let's say you're walking down the street and you see a cross. It doesn't belong to a Jew. Doesn't belong to a Jew. You have no chiyuv to pick it up. Why? It says achicha. Only you have a Shabbos Aveda for Jews. You don't have to go pick it up for a guy. What if you didn't realize what it was? You thought it was some gold. You picked it up, and then it turns out it's a cross. It's out of. Now you should return it. No, even now you don't have a chiyuv. You never have a chiyuv. It obviously belongs to a guy. You thought it was a stam. You thought it was a gold stam, a gold thing. You realize that you picked it up, and then you realize, oh, it's a cross. So it doesn't belong to a Jew. You still don't have to return it, even after it comes to your hands. That's Rabbi Noy's vart. That's what he does with the extra words. The one who learns the thing about pruta from matzasa, what does he do with Asher Tovad? He uses it for Biyachanan's vart. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Shur Baychai. We had this come already in the name of Shur Ben Yehotadak. How do you know that there's an aveda? Shishat Fanar. That is drowning, right? Shihimuteres. That it's mutter, even if the person doesn't have yesh. I'm never giving up, I'm going to get that thing back. Yeah, but it's sinking in the Atlantic Ocean. Right? And somehow you get it. Somehow it washes up on some island, you're there on vacation, you can keep it. Right? Even though the guy didn't give you a yesh. But you can still keep it. How do you know? Because Shinemar, Kein Tasa Lecholav and Sechicha, Asher Tovad Bimenu, Umatsasa, Misha Avudim Haimenu, Umatsasa Eitel Kol Adam. You know what kind of aveda has to be returned? Something that you lost, but everybody else in the world found. In other words, something on the street. Zu, Yatsa Zazu, excluded here in Shavuda Haimenu, the guy lost it, Vena Mitsuva Eitel Kol Adam. Nobody found it. Why did nobody find it? Because it sunk in the ocean. Somehow, some miracle happened and you happened to stumble on it, you're allowed to keep it. That's what I learned out from the extra words. There's actually Machlokes. Why is this true? Why should this be true? Why? Why should it be? If I don't have Yeush, I really don't want to give up hope. So why do I lose it? Why do I lose the item? So Rashi says, it's not Rashi here. Rashi says in Bava Kamma, because it's Yeush. It works by Yeush. The problem is with that pshat is the problem is it's Hill's the din of Yeush. The Ramban says no, it's not Yeush. Because the guy doesn't even know it got sunk. So it's Yeush Shlomi Das? We don't hold like Rava. So it can't be Yeush. So the Ramban says, you're right, it's Torah imposed. Torah imposed Yeush. Why? It's unreasonable. It's unreasonable. So therefore it's Torah imposed Yeush, and therefore you can keep it. It's just as unreasonable for you to find it, but it happens. Sometimes crazy things happen. Yeah.
This whole drasha is written from the word of Mimenu, not from
Torah. Oh, no, because the Mimenu we're going to have is the Vav. I'm sorry, it's the Vav. The extra Vav they're learning it out from.
The extra Vav
of
what?
Of Vimitzasa.
No, but the question is, Hayash
Tovah. Oh, so from Asher Tovah, right. We're going to keep going back and forth. Mimenu we didn't get to yet. We're going to keep going back and forth. One learns it out from Asher Tovah. One learns it out from Vimitzasa. So they're going, what does the other one do with his one? How does he know his? How does he know his? How does he know that? So they go back and forth.
Yes, and we're saying, what does the other one do with Mimenu?
We're going to get to it.
What does the other one do with Tovah? And then we're saying, oh, we learned that if it's like Zutel
Shayyah. Right,
it's
right.
Like,
oh,
that's really from the word Mimenu. That's not word, from the word Asher Tovah.
No, it's from Asher Tovah. Now, how does the other one know the din of Rabbanoi? That if you pick a thing from a guy, you don't have to return it. From the extra vav. How does the other one know the din of Rabbi Yochanan? From Mimenu. And the other one, Mimenu Lamashmale. No, that's not a drasha, Mimenu. Therefore we stop. Okay? Next. Rav Omar. Now, you know what the difference could be between these two drushes? What the difference could be between the two drushes? Pruta shehuzlu ikabinayu. It could be a pruta that went down in value. When I found it, it was worth a pruta. Now, it's not worth a pruta. It went down in value. That's the machlokas. Manda am asher tovad ikka. Because it goes by asher tova, that you found. When I found it, it was worth a pruta. So therefore, I have to return it. Right now it's worth less. Doesn't make a difference. We don't care about right now. Uman da'ama mivitzasa leka. It goes by mivitzasa. And you found it. In other words, after you found it, when you're going to return it, now it's not worth a pruta. Now I don't have to return it. That's the difference between these two drushes. Says the Gemara, uman da'ama asher tovad haba'ina mivitzasa veleka. But even if you hold of asher tovad, you still have to return it. And at the moment of returning, it's not worth a pruta, you would not have to return it according to everybody. That can't be the machlokas. That can't be the difference. Ella, the other case, pruta shehukra ikibinayu. It was a pruta, it was when you found it was worth less than a pruta. Then it went up in value. So, manda amar umetzasa ikka. The one who holds that it goes to when you are going to return it, then yes, it's worth a pruta now. Ulamanda amar asher tovad leka. But when you found it, it's not worth a pruta. Esther Rekiva Eger, a bomb kasha. Wait a minute. We just said that if it's not worth a pruta, you don't have to return it. So I found that it's not worth a pruta. What do you want from me? It's not worth a pruta. I'm allowed to keep it. It's a bomb kasha. Right? It's not worth a pruta. I'm allowed to keep it. I found a piece of junk in the street. I'm allowed to keep it. Why? It's automatic yeush. Who dreams about losing their, recovering their junk? It's worth less than a pruta, but when you return it, it's worth more than a pruta. There's no chiyuv of Shavas Aveda. You don't have to put a thing in the shul. You don't have to put a thing in the newspaper. Nothing. You can keep it. What's going on here? It's a bomb kasha. So he gives two answers. One answer he gives is that, when you found it, it was worth less than a pruta. But it became worth more than a pruta before the guy knew he lost it. So when he knew he lost it, it was worth more than a pruta. That's his one answer. You like that answer? No. The other answer he gives... No one likes that answer. The other answer he gives is, it was a type of item that was certainly going to be worth more than a pruta. One of these fluctuating items. Today, this hour, they trade in the commodities. The orange juice. Today it's worth this. The next hour it's worth that. So it was going to be worth more than a pruta. No shaila about that. Right now it happens to be, you know, you look at the stock market, it's right now just below the line. In another 2 hours, it'll be above the line. Right now, it's worth less. In another 2 hours, that's the kind of item we're talking about. Therefore, you can't tell me, I'm having a chiyuvim, I can go take it home with me. No. In another few hours, it's going to be worth more. That's the kind of item we're talking about. Those are the two answers he gives. I couldn't think of any other answers. Oh, it's a bomb kasha.
It's
not clear cut
junk. Sentimental value.
No. Sentimental value is a whole separate issue.
I know that.
It's a whole separate. We don't have an answer
and
for that.
Can't work on this either.
What? No. So that's the question. Find a picture of my grandmother. That's not worth a fruta. To me, it's worth $1 million.
Exactly.
So, but to you, it's worth nothing. To everyone else in the world, it's worth nothing. It's my grandmother. So, but that's a big shaila. We don't have an answer. But that's a big shaila. It's a big machlokas. What's to do with that? I don't know. There's a shaila. But Rizman has a whole shiur on that. On sentimental value items, because it's very unclear what the halacha is. And as Shlomo Zalman has a whole piece on it. Whenever we get to it, we'll get to it. I'm waiting for that sugya to come up, that sentimental value. Okay. Therefore, that could be a distinction. Whether it's worth less than a pruta when you found it, but now when it's time to return it, it's worth more. Says the guy, that's impossible. The same answer we gave before. Ulamanda amar umatzasa haba'ina shetovad veleka. You still need it to be worth a pruta when you find it. Bottom line is, it still has to be worth a pruta. So that can't be pshat. Ella pruta shehukra v'huzla v'chazav v'hukra ikibinayu. You know what the difference is? It was worth more. It was worth more than a pruta when you found it. Then it went down in value. Then it went back up. That could be a difference. Umanda amar asher tovad ikka. Don't say that you found it. Good. Umanda amu matzasa could be beinon the ispe shir mitzia mishas aveda the adchas mitzia. It could be. It has to be worth the same value from the moment you find it till the moment you return it. That could be a difference between the two of them. Okay. Next. Ibaylahu. Simen da oraisa o derabanan. Is a simen da oraisa or not? In other words, the fact that I have a simen on an item, is that a doraisa way of knowing that this is a valid simen? Is that, in other words, is a simen? I have a simen. We're going to get to simen in a minute. I have a simen. Is that a doraisa method of returning the item or no? What's the problem with a simen? Pnei Yeshua says two problems. First of all, many simonim are interchangeable. You have that simen. I have the same simen. I have the same shirt as you. You have a mark by the collar. I have the same mark. So a simen is not such a foolproof method. Torah would never sanction returning an item on a simen. That's one problem with a simen. The second problem with a simen is, I can go into your house, you invite me over for lunch, I look at your stuff, I see all the simonim. So it's very rife with falsehood and sheker. Oh, I know the simen. How do you know the simen? Because your item? No. Because the guy was brought to shul every day. It's his towel's bag, whatever it is. Everybody knows that simen. That doesn't mean it's yours. Simen will not be good enough. Why? It's very foolproof. It's very not foolproof. Two reasons why simonim are a problem. Either because other people have the same simen, or because it's rife with the sheker. What could be a nafkamina between these two reasons? This is a Pnei Yeshua. The nafkamina would be if you have a simen muvak. What's a simen muvak? We don't know what a simen muvak is. We're going to talk about simen muvak in a minute. A wart. The Gemara is going to say could be a simen muvak. A wart. Let's say the guy's the body there. We don't know who the body is. So can the wife remarry? Oh, he had a wart under his elbow. Let's go look. And sure enough, there's a wart there. That could be a simen muvak. Not everybody has that. One in 1,000 has such a thing. One in 100 has such a thing. That maybe could be a valid. You can't lie about me. What? 1 second. We can't lie about that. It's not something you can lie about, especially if it's a private area. Only the wife would know. And second of all, not everyone has it.
It's either yes or either no.
So a simen muvak, whatever it is, we're going to see in a minute, we don't know what it is, but whatever it is, that could be a difference. Because it's not right, we can't lie on a simen muvak. But it could be someone else has it. So the question is, how rare is it? How unique is it? This all goes into the question
She's taking a chance by saying, you know what, he's got this particular mark on it. But it is true that 10 other people can have that mark throughout the world. But she just proved it on this one person.
Right. Because when it comes to a guna w'mekel, and if she can demonstrate a sin and move up that's pretty rare, we'll let her take that chance. We'll let her. We don't want to be fucked the rest of her life. We let an Eidecha tell you the guy died in the battlefield. We let a guy say it. We let a cotton say it. We let a woman say it. So to say there's a simon over here that we don't really know, we'll say the same thing. Right?
That makes sense.
It does make sense. But if it's not a simon muvuk, that we would never allow it. Why? Because everyone else has it. Well, he had two arms. Well, everyone has two arms. Right? We're going to see in a minute. He was wearing clothing. Well, what am I going to say? He was very tall. But half the world is tall. That's not a simon. Right? And also, it's very easy to lie about that. Oh, he was wearing an army uniform when he was killed. But everyone was wearing an army uniform, right? That's not a simon. So now we're going to get to the discussion of simonim. And the Gemara is going to bring up, but didn't the Mishnah say that a simla, a shirt, has a simon? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay, we have 12 minutes to do it. Ibayelahu, simonim daraisa o darabanan, are simonim daraisa or not? My nafkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? La dure get isha bisimonim, will return a get isha with simonim. The shliach had a get, and then he lost it. But then he found it. And how do you know this is the same get? Maybe it's a different get, a replaced get. The answer is, no, there was simonim on the get. So if simonim are a good simon, I'll return the get. Let her be a divorced woman. If there are not simonim, I'll never allow it. If simonim are doraisa, he proves these very good simonim. Mahadrinan, will we give the get to her? If you tell me no, simonim are only a din derabanan. Kia v'derabanan takanta v'mimona. Why did the Rabbanan allow simonim to retrieve items? That's by money. What's the downside? So money was given improperly? Not the end of the world. But I will be Isura. But by to allow it, Eish as Ish, love Rabbanan Takanta, the Rabbanan would never allow that. Never allow that. Toshma, let's try to bring a raya. Didn't our Mishnah say, Afat Simla Haisa Beklal, Simla was in the rule, Kol Elu, of all these words, of all these, anything, Simla's anything. V'lama yatzas. Why was simon removed? Why was simla removed? L'hakish aleha, to make a hekish. V'lama lach ma simla miyuchel sheish ba simonim. It has simonim. V'yesh la tovin, as it has claimers. Chayv lachmiz. You have to announce it. Af kol dover sheish la simonim v'yesh ba tovin. Chayv lachmiz. Obviously, simla is from the word simla we learn that simonim are daraisa. Says the Gemara. No. Tana tovin itrichalei. The main point was to tell me people are claiming it. And simonim kidei naspa. Simonim was just written, derech agav, not to teach you the halacha about simonim. Why was it in there? No reason. Rashi says kidei naspa below mikra, no source. El asmachta akra ba'alma. It's asmachta. Try to bring another raya. Toshma chamar b'simoni ukaf. A donkey can be given back with the simonim of a saddle. Obviously, since the Manim is Doraisa, so says the Gemara, no, the Eidim Ukuf, with Eidim that the saddle belongs to Reuven. Not Simonim that the saddle belongs to Reuven, only with Eidim. By the way, what are the Eidim going to base their testimony on? The Ramban asks to bomb Kasha here. What do you mean Eidim? Eidim, well, I need a pasuk to tell me that Eidim can decide a lawsuit? I need a pasuk for that? Why is it Chamar that the saddle goes back? How does it go back? The saddle goes back. With Simonim? No, not Simonim. Eidim. I need a pasuk for that. If Eidim say it's Reuven's chamor, it's Reuven's saddle, what, I need a pasuk for that? What's going on here? The Rabban, the whole thing that we're talking about, that the Eidim are only going to testify that Reuven is a Talmid Chacham. And therefore, Reuven's claim, we had this already, Talmid Chacham are treated differently, that Reuven's claim will be valid even without Simonim. Just because we trust this guy. Or Moshe Feinstein says it's my saddle, we're going to trust him. I need Eidim to say it's from Moshe Feinstein. So that's all that's going on here. That's very schwer. So schwer that pshat. It's a good kasha. This Gemara needs a hezber. I need a pasuk to tell me that Eidim can decide a lawsuit. Very schwer. Tashma, another try. It says in the pasuk, Vaya imcha ad rosh achicha. Oh, so. You keep it till you tumble with the guy who says it's his. Until then, you keep it. Says the Gemara, V'chital adachah shidol ha-kodem shidushenu? What, are you going to give it to him before you know it's his? You keep it, the pasuk says, until you know it's his. What, I would have thought otherwise? Are you going to give it to him before he proves it's his? Ella, you know what the pasuk means? No, it means don't give it to him so fast. Don't be so quick to give it to him. Ella darshehu, question him. Im ramehu, if he's a liar, or ain't a ramehu, not a liar. No, don't be so quick to give it. Make sure he proves it's his. That's what the Torah is telling you. My lab, doesn't that mean b'simonim? With simonim? No, look, b'edim. Again, I need a pasuk to tell me that you need edim. You have to give the same answer to the Ramban. The edim is on the human. The edim is on the human being, not on the lawsuit, on the person. It's a shver. That's a shver vart. Toshma, another try. Ein me'idin, if you want to give testimony that a guy is dead, and the guy is really someone's husband, so she can go remarry. Ein me'idin el al partzuf haponim, you have to give testimony about the face, im achotim with the nose. So machlokas, that includes the cheeks, exactly what that means, but that's the Mishnah. Afal b'shiyesh simonim begufo ubekelov. Even if there's simonim on the body or the clothing, you still have to testify about the face. Shema mina simonim lav doraisa. Obviously, simonim are nothing. Because if simonim were good, what do I need to testify about the face for? I have the simonim of the clothing, I have the simonim of body parts. So the Gemara says, no, amri, gufo da'arech v'gutz. What did he say? He was tall. He was short. What kind of simon is that? Half the world is short. Kalev, and what about clothing? D'chayshinon l'she'ela. We're choshesh that he's borrowed the kalim. You hear this? We're choshesh he borrowed the kalim. Right? Asks the Ramban, if a choshesh that he borrowed the kalim, how can we ever return anything? How are we ever returning anything? Maybe you're not the owner. You're the borrower. So he gets two answers. First of all, so good he's the borrower. Still got to go back to the original owner. Return it to him. Here's his problem. Or the Ramban gets another answer. A borrower might not know all the simonim like an owner. So if a guy is coming to say, it's mine, I'll give you the following 85 simonim, he's not a borrower. He must be the owner. What's going on here? It's a chashash. Like you said, we're not so fast. We're not so fast to matter an Ashes Ish. Based on, well, he's wearing his clothing. Well, maybe he borrowed them. Maybe someone else borrowed them. Okay. Now, wait a minute. If we're worried about someone borrowed it, how can we give back the saddle? Maybe it's someone else's donkey. Armory, we say, no. Nobody lends saddles. You know why? Mishum, you can come in. Mishum, because it hurts the donkey. Nobody will give saddles because it hurts the donkey. Therefore, donkey saddles have to be a perfect fit. Nobody will give someone else a saddle. Or Caleb, the clothing was bechivri ubesumki. White clothing or red clothing? Oh, he was wearing a white shirt. Well, half the world wears a white shirt. What kind of simon is that? Therefore, we have to get simon on the face. Ella hadatanya, but wait a minute. We learned the following vart. Matzu kasher bekis. If you found, this is a get, I think. If you found a get tied to your money, tied to your wallet, oba arniki, or your purse, with tabat or a ring, Oshem Matzu ben Caleb, or you found it among your documents, I feel it was man meruba, even if it's a long time later, kosher, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because we assume nobody lent it out. But if you lend things to your friends, then kimatsu kosher bekits, am I kosher? If you lent maybe you lent your wallet to your friend, why would it be kosher? Nechosh l'she'ela, maybe you lent it. Amri says the Gemara, no. Kiss v'arniki v'tabas, a kiss, a wallet, or a purse, or a ring, lo mashal inchi. You don't lend that out to people. Kiss, the arniki, a kiss, or an arniki, a money belt, a money purse, a wallet, mishum demisamoni, because we're afraid of mazel. We'll get to that in a minute. But tabas, and the reason why nobody lends out their rings, is mikum shum demizayif, because they could forge them. So I'll give you my ring, mati, you'll forge the signet, and then you'll go sign everything away in my name. Nobody will lend the ring. Nobody will do that. Now what about the wallet? Why would anybody lend their wallet? Because people had a fear that if I lend you my wallet, I was giving away my mazel to you, and I would never do that. I would never do that. Asks Tosvos, Tosvos kiss the arniki, Vim Tomar, wait a minute, Vaksiv, Losanachashu. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lend you my wallet because I'm afraid that my mazel is going to transfer to you? What kind of Jewish thing is that? Right? Isn't that Kishuf? V'yesh lomar, listen to this answer. If anyone can figure this out, I'd love to hear an answer. V'yesh lomar, b'shili v'me'isha, we already said in Masechta Shabbos, amrinan, kol dover she'yesh bo mishum refua, if it has to do with refua, ein bo mishum darki hemori. It's not a problem of Goyesha things. If you drink this, on this and this day, standing in this position from the sun, you're going to get healed from your toothache. Isn't that superstitious? No, not if it's about refua. If it's about refuah, no such thing as superstition. Hey, you want to wear this because you think it's going to bring you good luck. The black cat, you won't buy the stock that day. That's superstition. But refuah, no superstition. What does that do with refuah?
That's not consistent with the Gemara.
No, what does that do with refuah? This has nothing to do with refuah. This is about... No. This is about mazel. Not refuah. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyone have an answer? Dr. Friedman, you have an answer for that? You heard the kasha? I don't know. I know there's a rashash. I looked up the rashash. I didn't understand what he was saying.
I'd say a lot of
what?
A lot of physicians have a
By the way, there's a huge what's his name? Ravadji Yosef over here. There's a huge child of Ravadji Yosef about all these things that people do, whether or not they're kishuv or they're things for Simon Tov. Like people have, is quoting all the Sephardim and Hagim about people in Chodesh Nisan. They'll eat the following items in Chodesh Nisan because it's Rosh HaChodeshim. They have different minhagim on Matzah Shabbos, lighting candles, all these things, all for Simon Tov. What? So is that kishuv?
Half things are from Yudah Chassid, not?
Maybe. Right. It's a very fine line where you go from doing minhagim that seems strange to kishuv, right?
Well, okay. Candles,
yeah. A lot of things. We can talk for hours. The bottom line is, Tosa asked the question. His answer needs a hesver. Because we're four. Okay. We're not going to get to the bottom, but we'll do our best. Let's say this whole thing is a machlokas tanoim. About what? About simonim. Why? Because it says, "Ein me'idin al shuma." You can't testify about a wart. A guy has a wart. The wife says, "I know that's my husband. There's a wart over there. He has a wart by his knee." Can't. That's not good enough. Rabbi, not Rabbi. Elazar ben Bahavai Omer. No, me'idin al shuma. A wart's good enough. My la bakam iflagi, what's the machlokas about? Tanakam etzavar simonim derabanan. To the Rabbanan only simonim. We're never allowing a woman to be Eshesh to be martyred on a Rabbanan. No, simonim daraisa. No, it's a daraisa. Therefore, we'll allow it. On my Rava, the Kuli Alma simonim daraisa. Everybody holds it's a daraisa. V'achav shuma mitzuya b'ben gilo kamiflagi. The machlokas is, can a shuma be found on a ben gilo? What's a ben gilo? A guy with the same mazel as you. What does that mean? I have no idea. The measure said that Yosef and Yaakov were ben gilos of each other. What does that mean? I don't know. So you, just because you have a shuma, it's you, it could be the ben gilo. It could be the guy born in the same mazel as you, with the same birthmark as you. Not a raya. That's not a raya. Ma'atzav ar shuma to ben gilo. Ma'atzav ar shuma ain't over to ben gilo. V'ibayzim or not, the kuli alma shuma ain't over to ben gilo. No, no such thing as a ben gilo. They're arguing about if the wart will change after death. Ma'atzav ar simonim asim l'shtanas l'chamisa. It changes. You can't tell me that's your husband. That could have changed. Umar Savar Simonim Ein Asuyin Lishtanas Lachamisa. Ibaisim or the Kuli Alma Shuma Ein Asuyin Lishtanas Lachamisa. Now it doesn't change after Misa. But Simonim the Rabbanan. Rachav Shuma Simon Muvaku Kamiflagi. They're arguing about Simon Muvak. Umar Savar Shuma Simon Muvaku. Umar Savar Shuma Lav Simon Muvaku. It's not a Simon Muvak. What's a Simon Muvak? Says the Master's Biyamin. We don't know what it is. What's a Simon Muvak? What is a Simon Muvak different than a Simon that's not a Muvak? So really a Simon. So he says unique. So he says something that only has 1 in 1,000. 1 in 1,000 people have that birthmark, that's a Simon Muvak. On that, we'll let her get remarried. You guys got a nose? Everybody has a nose. You have a rare thing, only one, yo, Yechidim have it, that everybody has a Simon Muvak.
Two noses,
right. Right. Very good, we'll stop here. I know we didn't get to the bottom, but we'll finish up our Shabbos. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos is at 7 p.m.